A political debate is brewing at the Capitol over whether state employees should be allowed to work remotely or be required to return to the office. Here and Now reporter Stephen Potter has details.
We want to get the most out of our state workforce, and this should have been done a long time ago.
State Representative Amanda Nedweski is pushing for big changes to how, or more importantly, where, state employees work.
The return to work bill simply requires state employees who worked inside an office building for the state prior to March 1st of 2020 to come back and work in person.
The Republican lawmaker from Pleasant Prairie has several reasons why she thinks state employees should be working in state office buildings instead of at home.
It's been 5 years since this temporary solution to the COVID response was instituted. There hasn't been an effort to evaluate productivity outside of the office. So it just sort of was, we're all going to go home and work remotely and no one ever has to come back. It's become sort of a permanent solution to what was a temporary problem.
Last week, the State Assembly debated and ultimately passed Nedweski's bill, with all Republicans voting for it and all Democrats voting against it.
As amended, it requires most state employees to be in the office at least 80% of the work month, roughly 4 days a week, allowing for some flexibility.
Nedweski says she wrote the return to work bill to rein in a state government remote work system that lacks proper oversight of its employees.
People are very concerned about efficiency, fiscal management or mismanagement, and fraud. And this is an accountability issue.
And she says her constituents are asking for this bill.
A lot of money comes out of your taxes. If you're a teacher or a nurse, or maybe you're a small business owner, you're paying a lot into the system. You want to know you're getting the most you can out of it. And that's what we're hearing from constituents around the state.
Representative Mike Baer, a Democrat from Verona, says he's hearing very different things from his constituents.
And I've not heard from one single constituent, one single state worker who thinks this bill is a good idea.
We heard over and over from the state government, from secretaries and managers in state government, that they don't need this bill. What they've been doing is working.
He says remote work is effective, which is why it's still in place so many years after the pandemic began.
There's no evidence to suggest that this would be helpful to state workers, that this would be helpful to our state government. No evidence to suggest that this would save any money or make us more efficient. In fact, it will cost more money and make us more inefficient.
To that point of cost, if this bill becomes law, finding office space for state employees to return to would be a challenge. Over the last few years, many state agencies have realized savings in rent and building maintenance by shrinking or even eliminating their needs for physical office space. In fact, the state is currently emptying and getting ready to sell three of its largest office buildings in downtown Madison.
The fiscal impact of the bill at the time that I introduced it was something like $200 to $400 million to bring employees back, because they've closed buildings without evaluating telework performance.
Representative Baer says that remote work has allowed many state employees to move away from the state's larger cities, a benefit they appreciate.
They've moved out into the state, across the state, out into assembly districts that aren't as close to Madison as mine is. So that means that those workers will have to come back. And that has a tremendous cost to it, in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Both lawmakers note that cybersecurity issues for remote working state employees is a concern that needs to be addressed. Baer and Nedweski also agree that ending or limiting remote work for state employees will have a significant effect on hiring and retention.
There would be a bleed of good, talented, skilled people from state government that we wouldn't want to see.
Well, I expect there'd be some turnover.
In all, there are about 70,000 employees working for various state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin system. Estimates range that from 19 to 75% of those employees work remotely or have hybrid work schedules, depending on the agency. Representative Nedweski says her bill doesn't mandate that all state employees can never work remotely again.
All the bill does is says you have to come back, reevaluate, and if it's determined by your business unit or by your department that you've been working effectively in your remote work situation, you can re-engage in a remote work agreement.
Representative Baer, however, says offering public employees remote or hybrid work options keeps the state competitive in the job market.
I don't think that this is special treatment. I think this is treatment that's consistent with what the private market is doing. And I think that managers have been holding them accountable for being good, productive workers who are working for the taxpayers as they're expected to do.
While the Republican majority in the Assembly passed the bill last week, it must still go to the Senate. And if approved by the Republican majority there, it will go to the desk of Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who will almost certainly veto it. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Stephen Potter for Here and Now.